We're on the line right now with the mayor of Amsterdam, Anne Thain. Good morning, Mayor.
Good morning, Bob.
I wanted to ask you first, I know there was a meeting of the council last night, about the double homicide and what that means for Amsterdam. A lot of the coverage has focused on people in that area being afraid, concerned.
Well, I think that...
Let me just finish your question.
Okay.
Is this a more dangerous city than it was a couple of weeks ago?
And that's where I was going, Bob. No, we are not. We are still a very safe city. And I think the important thing about this event, because it's just an event, is that it does not define the city of Amsterdam. What really defines the city of Amsterdam is the response of compassion to the victims and their families. And because I know you follow along on Facebook, and some people jumped in and they criticized people for having problems with substance abuse or whatever. And the overwhelming sentiment was like, please, this is, you know, two people just lost their lives senselessly in this unique event, and we should be thinking about the people. And that is the truth, and that's what defines our community. Not one violent act, it's our response. So the police department is diligently working on the case. I know that they are making sure that they have all their I's dotted and T's crossed, and that when this goes to court, that everything will be ready for conviction.
Another sore point, and we've discussed this before, the problems at the apartment complex on Route 67, Holland and Highland Gardens. Last week, the recorder, using the Freedom of Information Law, got government documents from the city of Amsterdam that a number of complaints had been made to the city. Why was nothing done?
Well, in fact, I think that things were done. I think that the owners were put under notice. You know, in the city of Amsterdam, if you have a code violation, you are given time to respond. And I think that there were over the years, I think they had said about seven different occasions where codes was called up there, but you know, there are over 200 units there, and so unless we get a plethora of calls all at once, you know, we really wouldn't have been alerted to the situation. And I am glad that now that this is being pursued.
Well, let's go to last night's activities. I think it wasn't actually the Common Council meeting, but a committee meeting where the recorder reports there was a proposal to reform water rates in the city of Amsterdam, or how people pay their water tax, if you will. Alderman David Dybus arguing that two-family homeowners are penalized, and people with larger apartment units pay a lower rate, or renters in general pay a lower rate if they're in a big enough building. But the pushback comes from Alderman Joe Isabel, and I gather you and he, Alderman Isabel, went on at it for some time. What's the issue with water as far as you see it?
Well, I think that there would always be a slight difference between what single-family homes and two-family units pay as opposed to what multi-family residential units pay. But this is so disparate. You know, I think single-family flat rate is $360, and the multi-family rate was averaging around $141, and that's such a large difference that all we're saying is that this entire billing structure should be looked at and brought into something that's more equitable, brought into a state that's more equitable. So we aren't saying that this is going to happen in 5 minutes, but absolutely more analysis needs to be done, and we really should be fair to the majority of our taxpayers, because I think it's close to 5,000 units out of 8,000 are paying the flat rate. Mm-hmm. So that's why we really want to look. And this came to light when an individual had complained that, you know, having more units was less expensive than having a smaller apartment complex. So we were like, well, that is odd. You know, that's And his situation is separate from this, and it did come to light last night that he may qualify for an abatement. So we will be working with him to address his individual situation. But what we're saying is, over the years, this has organically grown. You know, there have been small tweaks and changes over the years, and it has ended up being not the most fair system for billing. So we just want to get this correct. Okay. Moving on.
Now, the individual you're talking about, that's William Petrosino and his project on Guy Park Avenue.
Yes, yes. And evidently there was an abatement that he was not aware of, and evidently personnel in the City Hall were not aware of when he went for his permitting, and that came to light in the meeting last night. So it identifies actually another problem, and that would be that there is really no one individual or department that walks people through, you know, setting up a commercial situation. And again, it goes back to community and economic development. If we had someone that was one person that would be made aware and could make working with staff and departments easier, then this would have been avoided.
Also, I see on the Mohawk Valley Independent that the council added Sanford Avenue to a list of streets prohibiting trucks over 5 tons except for local delivery, apparently because of testimony from a resident, Bob Dunn.
Yes, I guess you know, some, it may be because of GPS. We don't know why the trucks are going up this street. They may be taking a shortcut, but it's very disruptive to the residents in that area, so that was addressed last night. Thank goodness we had another ordinance going through, and it was able to be amended, and Sanford Avenue was able to be added.
Anything else from the council meeting last night?
I don't think there's anything from the council meeting, but we are looking forward to a very busy spring season. We've got some projects going on Market Street Hill. We've got some infrastructure, water and sewer upgrades that we're going to be making there. We have the Spring Fling coming up in May on the 19th, and we've got a spring cleanup like we do every year. So a lot's going to be going on, so we'll keep you posted, Bob.
Oh, so the spring, there will be a spring cleanup, right?
Yes, just like we've done in the past year. It's a volunteer litter pickup, but when the weather gets warmer, we invite residents to come out and join us en masse as we walk around the city and pick up litter. And we've picked up tons and tons and tons of litter over the past 3 years, 4 years. So I'm hoping people will come out and help us spruce up for the spring.
I have in my hand now from the city engineer, I believe, the engineering department, a lot of information about garbage collection. Is this because this has become an issue? It usually is, I would say, in cities. In other words, the issue being people are not leaving their garbage out in a way that gets it picked up adequately.
Exactly. Yes, so if people would work together with city departments, with the sanitation department, we'd greatly appreciate their help. And also, you know, there's another issue that comes up in that people will dump grease or diapers down into the sanitary system, and that causes havoc, basically, for the sewer department. So, you know what, you need to dispose of grease differently, and diapers definitely are needed to go into the trash bin.
Well, Mayor Ann Thain, thanks very much for joining us, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you so much, Bob. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.